Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Mura, Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel, Chaimer Bekadashim, Mebet Mura. Our Mishnah is going to tell us some chumrais that Hegdash has over Tmura. When we say Hegdash, we mean the simple standard way of being Magdish something. I take an animal and I say, this is Hegdash. Tmura, of course, is when you try to substitute a chulin animal for an already established Hegdash animal and both wind up being Hegdash. So, Chaimer Bekadashim Mebet Mura, there are some chumrais that Kachem has over Tmura, over Tmura, and there are Chumrais, that a Tmura behema has, meaning a behema that God is Kiddusha through Tmura, maybe Kachem, as opposed to a behema that God is Kiddusha through just being Magdashit. So here come three Chumrais that Kachem has over Tmura. Chumra number one, Shah Kaddishim Oisim Tmura. If I have a behema, Shah was, let's say, Magdash as a carbon shlamim, and then I bring along a behema's chul, and I said, I want this to be the substitute. So the Tmura is Chal. That original Shlomim could make another Behema Kaddish through Tmura. But if it ain't Tmura, I say Tmura, the substitute can't make a substitute. If I take a Behema's Chul and I say I want the Kiddusha of the Tmura animal to go over onto this, nothing happens. The Torah says Tmura Sai, and we dash in the Tmura of the original Hegdish, but V'loi Tmuras Tmura Sai, a substitute of a substitute? No, that doesn't work. Second Chumra, that an original Hegdish has over a Tmura. Hatzibur v'ashutaf in Magdishim. Both the Tzibur, as well as partners, could be Magdish a Behema. The Tzibur is Magdish the carbon Tzibur. Partners can be Magdish a carbon together, avaloy memirim. Neither the Tzibur or partners could engage in Tmura. And if they do, the Tmura is not Chal. It doesn't take effect. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, the third chumra that Hegdish has over Tmura, u'magdishim evarim v'ubarim. It's possible to be Magdish, a single evar, or even a fetus, the unborn animal, avalei memirim, but you can't do Tmura on a single evar, or on a fetus. So let's try to understand exactly what happens. Suppose I take one single evar of a behema, which is chulin, and I say I'm Magdish it for the Mizbeach. So there's a kedushas haguf that takes place on that evar. There's a machlokes to know exactly what happens. Is it only on that Aver? Does it automatically go through the entire behema? Let's say a magdish a fetus that is inside a behema's chulun mizbeach. So there's a kedushas haguf that is chal on that unborn animal. But if I take an Aver of a behema's chulun, or I say about an uber that is inside a behema's chulun, okay, I want this to be a substitute for a behema's hegdish, the tmur is not chal. Not on the Aver and not on the fetus. The Batanur explains that's learned from the Pasik. When the Pasik tells us about Tmura, the Pasik says, Behema be Behema. Tmura is Chal only on a Behema, not on an Aver. Not on an Uber, which is not considered a Behema. Now we're going to see the Chumrais that Tmura has over Kachem. Chaimer be Tmura. What Chumra does Tmura have that the standard Hegdish doesn't? And the answer is, Shakedusha, the Kedusha of the Tmura, Chala takes effect al balas mum kivua, even on a permanent blemish. If I have a behema that has a mum, kind of mum that's not going to heal, al pidar chateva, and I take this chulin behema that has this mum kivua, and I say I want it to be a substitute for hegdish, the kedusha is chal on it, and it's kedushas haguf, and that's the reason that even after I redeem it, the ein yoytze lechulin. It doesn't completely go out to Chulin, lihigazes, to be able to shear its wool, or liavada, to work with it. Now, if I were to take a behema, not Tmura, stam a behema, which is a balas mum kavua, and be magdashit, there's no kiddushas aguf that's chal on it at all. It's just kiddushas damim. It would be the same as being magdash a pin, or a cup. You redeem it, and it goes out completely lechulin. There are no restrictions. So in this way, Tmura is more strict than Hegdish. Because the Kedusha of Tmura is Chal even on a Bal Mum, Kedusha is Haguf, through Tmura, by trying to substitute it for a Hegdish animal. But Lechatchila, if a Magdish of Bal Mum, it doesn't have any Kedusha Haguf. Now again, it has Kedusha Damim. Even if I take a regular Bal Mum, and I say I want this to be Hegdish, not Tmura, it gets Kedusha Damim. The value has to go to Hegdish, but there's no Kedusha Haguf. That means once you redeem it, you're free and clear. You can do whatever you want with it. Not with Tmura. again, a Tmuras Baal Mum that got its Kiddusha through Tmura, instead of Kiddush Saguf, you can redeem it, but you're still restricted. It doesn't go out completely to Cholin, like we said. Can't shear its wool, can't work with it. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda has another Chumra that Tmura has over Hegdish. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, also, the Pasuk established Shoigig Kimezid B'Tmura when it comes to Tmura. Let's say I was going to take a certain behema and say I want this to be a substitute for Hegdish. And by mistake, I did it with a different behema. The Tmura is Chal. And the person's Chayiv Malkus. As if he was Maimer, as if he did Tmura on this behema B'Kavana. But V'loy Asa Shoigig Kimezid B'Migdashim, when you start out with Hegdish, we don't have such a din that Shoigig is like Mezid. If a person had kavana to be magdish a certain behemoth, and by mistake he was magdish a different behemoth, the hegdish is not chal. And if it was a balas mum, you're not supposed to be magdish as a carbon, he wouldn't get malchus. Why should he get malchus? Well, you take a bal mum, and you're magdish it by kavana for the mizbeach, for that is malchus. But if it was a mistake, he doesn't get malchus, because the hegdish is not chal. If it was b'shoigig, there's no hegdish. But by tmura, even b'shoigig, the kiddush is chal. Then there are ways that Kachem and Tmura are the same. Rabbi Lazar says there are five different types of behemoths that are pasul lehakrova. They are klayim. That's a behemoth that was born out of a taroivis of tuminim. Its mother and father are not the same type of behemoth. Let's say a goat and a lamb. Or, says the Mishnah Vayter, the second of the five atreifa, a behemoth that has one of the samani treifas. Three, the Yitzhak Daifin. This is a behema that didn't come out of its mother the regular way. They cut open the stomach and took it out. Four and five of behemais that wouldn't work neither for Hegdish or Tmura would be Tumtim v'Anderaginis. These are behemais that are a Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva. Here the halacha is Loi Kedeshim v'Loi Makdishim. Loi Kedeshim. They don't receive any Kedusha. You try to take this animal and substitute it for a carbon. V'loy makdishim, and I won't be magdish another carbon if this is the hegdish that I was magdish. And I tried to substitute another animal, it won't give over any kedusha to that attempted tmura. Okay, so quickly chazring over Perik Bey's Mishnah Gimel, in what way is being magdish something more strict than tmura? Well, it could make tmura, but a tmura can't make another tmura. The Tzibur and partners could be magdish something, but they can't do tmura. You can be magdish an aver or a fetus, can't do tmura with it. In what way is tmura more strict? If I take a behemoth which is a balas mum kavua, it has a established mum that al pi derech hatev is not going to heal, and I say I want this to be a substitute for a hegdish carbon, the kedusha is chal, and kedusha is haguf is chal. That means it's not just I redeem it, and it goes free. Even after you redeem Kedushas Haguf, there's still restrictions. It doesn't go out completely to Chulun. The Raya now let us shear the wool, now let us work with it. So it takes Tamal Bal Mum and I'm Magdish it. It doesn't get Kedushas Haguf, it gets only Kedushas Dami. It's no difference than being Magdish a pen or a calculator. It doesn't make them as what it is. There's no Kedushas Ham is Beyach to it. You redeem it and you can do whatever you want with it. But a Bal Mum that gets its Kedusha through Tmura has Kedushas Haguf inside. Rabbi Huda adds that by Tmura, even b'shoigeg, even if he gets the wrong carbon, the Tmura is chal. That's not the case in regard to Hegdish. Rabbi Lazar says there are five things where the Kedusha is not chal, whether it's regular Hegdish or Tmura. Klayim, an animal that is a mixed breed. Terefa, that means it has a mum where it can't live for 12 months, l'pi derech hateva. If it didn't come out the regular way, en tumtum en anderaginis. On these five things, the Mishnah said, Loi Kedeshim v'loi Makdishim. Loi Kedeshim means, if you want to use this as a substitute, it won't receive any Kedusha. But Loi Makdishim, if you want to take a regular animal and say, I want to do Tmura, and the Kedusha from that should go on this, it won't get any Kedusha. Let me understand something. You told me Tmura is Chal even on a Balmum, right? Yeah, even on a Balmum Kvur. But on these things, if I do Tmura with it, it doesn't get any Kedusha at all. Correct. Then you're telling me v'loy makdishim, that if these things are hegdish, and I take a regular animal, which is not klayim treifa yotzedoifin tumtum adaroginus, and I say I want to substitute this for that, no kedusha comes on it. Tmura doesn't work. Correct. how did the first animal become Kaddish? It depends which one. Let's say in the case of Trefa. Could be he was Magdish the Behema, and afterwards it became Trefa. So that's the Chiddush. Even though it got its regular Kiddusha, in a regular way, it still can't do Tmura, because right now it's Trefa. But that's the easy one. Klayim, Tumtim and Andiraginis, I don't understand this case. You're telling me that if it's regular Hegdish, it won't give over any Kedusha to a substitute. How did it become regular Hegdish? Klayim was never good. The Tumtum and the Ragnus was never good. So what do you mean it can't give over any Kedusha? Of course it can't give over any Kedusha. It can't become Hegdish to start with. So Batanura says, you know what we're talking about here? We're talking about... I wasn't Magdish this to start with, because then the Kedusha wouldn't be here at all. But I was Magdish the mother, and this was born. It had the baby inside. So these animals get automatic Kiddusha. Can't be Makvid them on the Mizbech, but they get automatic Kiddusha through the mother. And in this case, the Chiddush is they can't do Tmura. And this would be according to the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that other Vlad Kachim does do Tmura. According to the Sheet, that no Vlad Hegdish does Tmura. So it's nothing to do with the fact that its mother was one of these problematic behemoths. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Vlad Kachim does do Tmura. The Kedusha is Chal. All right, so what's Taka the reason? That if I take a behemoth that's a Balmum, it'll get its Kedusha even though it's a Balmum. But if I take a behemoth that has one of these things, a stray for climb and so on, it doesn't get the Kedusha. And the answer is, says about Tanura, Balmum, as much as it's puzzle, but this type of animal could be a carbon. With these type of animals, it's never a carbon. It's like a behemoth Tmeya. If you take a tiger or a lion and say, I want this to substitute Hegdish, it doesn't get any Kedusha. Sakta Batanur, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a Shagig is Kemezid Bitmura. And we pass like Rabbi Lazar, who says that these five things, Klaim, Trefa, Yetzidivin, Tumtum, and Adiraginis, don't give Kedusha or receive Kedusha. Why do we pass like them? Says the Batanur, because we don't find that anyone argues on them.